ready to come forward. Let us go to God in Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we want to say thank you for allowing us to see another Independence Day, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we say thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes, their obedience for founding this call. Lord, we thank you and ask you to keep a hedge of protection around the Dez De Leon family and artist life, the vehicle which has brought us all together. Lord, we ask you right now to download a word into the speaker. Father, have your way, O Lord. Prepare them to bring forward a word for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai, and thank you so much for greeting and seating the people of God in this telecommunications sanctuary, and thank you for the wonderful prayer, that powerful prayer, and for our tagline for today, Freedom in Christ Tuesday. Because we know the Word of God says that he who is set free is free indeed. So happy Independence Day, my family. Happy Freedom Day. And on behalf of our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we warmly greet you. And thank you for joining us here this morning on the Master's Call. Well, here at the Master's Call, it's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Master's Call was started over 6 years ago by its founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. And the mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our foundational scripture can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." We also have a theme, and our theme for this year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. So I praise God that for his word and for everything that's going on here at the Master's Call. Now, if you are unable to get on the Master's Call on the day of the call, like right now, or if you're here, so you're hearing it, but if you have someone you want to share this word with, you can share this word with them and let them know that they can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, the number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And they can pull up this message, listen to this message today. Now, the exciting thing about the Master's Call is that we have a buffet of messages that have been set forth for us that you can pull up messages from A through Z. And you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, and hear a word from the Lord at any time. Now, if you're having difficulty getting on this call, like if you have T-Mobile or some other carrier that does not allow you to access this call without charge, there is a bridge number, and that bridge number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147, and you simply follow the prompts. Another mandate about the Master's Call is to be a place of prayer. And we have a prayer team that takes your prayer requests and prays for you daily. So as you know, on Fridays, you can come on the call, and after we have a little time afterwards set aside to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. And so should you want to do that, you can go to info, if it's not Friday, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And we will get your prayer request, and please know that we are praying for you. Now, we would love for you to join our team. This is not a private club. There is no audition, and there is no requirement other than the fact that you love the Lord and have a message to share or just want to serve as a greeter, and not just but want to serve as a greeter, just to be a part of the team. And to do that, to serve as a greeter, as you heard Minister Kai so beautifully do, or to host this, which is what I'm doing, or if the Lord has put a word in your belly that you want to share, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, Artists is, Artists International, which is now Artist Life, is a wellness company that was found over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And there's just such a vision there that God put on Papa Diaz de Leon's heart that he has shared with so many. To find out more about this company, you can go to www.artistlife.com. Again, that's www.artistlife.com. And you will find out more about the company. You can also speak with the person who told you about this call, and I am sure that they will be happy to tell you more about Artists, because an appointment with our Artists, I can guarantee you, will change your life forever. Now, the new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Well, get ready for the next conference that is going to be held in September of this year in Las Vegas, Nevada. More information will come to you about that conference soon. Well, so much for the announcements. I am excited to introduce to you our speaker for this morning, and she is no stranger to the Master's Call because she is one of our founders, and she is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And yes, her last name is Patton because she is a newlywed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumni of Alcorn State University. She was awarded a doctorate in humanities from Panama City Theological Seminary. She was also chaplain for the United States Army, and she's a newly retired, well, she retired about 6 years ago. Dr. P.K. Roberts was assigned as chaplain for the 702nd Military Intelligence Group and senior pastor for Interfaith Worship Service in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Excuse me. In 2002, she was assigned to Presidentio of Monterey as the pastor and chaplain to the cadets and cadres. She later served as operations plans and training chaplain and associate pastor for Ord Military Chapel. She is, as I said, a newlywed. She has, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton had two children, and they are Elijah Jr. and Davola. And she is a seasoned, she was the first ambassador at Artists International. And I must say, she was married to her husband of 35 years, who has gone on to be with the Lord. But now she has a wonderful new husband who we have had the pleasure of speaking with, and that is Mr. Patton. So we just thank God so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is just such a jewel. She's a treasure to the Master's Call. She is always encouraging someone. We love her smile. We love her dimples. We just love Dr. P.K. Roberts. So I will now introduce to some and present to others our very own beloved Dr. Dimples, Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there? Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, are you there? Dr. P.K.,
good morning.
The floor is yours.
Good morning. I am here, and thank you, my dear Sister Willie. You are always so wonderful. Your ministry for this call, for this TMC family, is absolutely awesome. I thank God for you and your family. You are such a blessing to all, each and every one of us. Thank you. As you know, I don't normally like long introductions, but this is a good day to remind me of who I am and what God has done for me and where I've come from. Sometimes we can sort of forget that. We thank God this morning for our own and my daughter's Minister Kai and this wonderful tag for today. I say to all of you, happy Freedom Day, happy Independence Day, happy 4th of July. I know that you are doing what you want to do today. Some of you are just sleeping in. Some are getting out there throwing some hamburgers and chicken on the grill, and others are just going to others' homes to mooch a little bit and enjoy today. I also would like to acknowledge and will always acknowledge the team who worked so diligently with my dear friend Pastor Vanessa and I, this team of prayer warriors who absolutely have prayed us through. And we thank God that as we are approaching October 26th and preparing to celebrate seven years of this ministry, God has done magnificent things for us, given us so many blessings over here on this TMC call. You all, I thank God for Pastor Vanessa and what she has done and is doing and how she ministers. I know on yesterday you all got all that you needed to know about why we celebrate Independence Day, what it is that God has done for us over the years here in this United States, and the fact that we are on the brink of something great in spite of what it looks like to these natural eyes. The United States is still a great country to live in, and there is no other place on this earth that I know of, and I have traveled the world over, that I would like to live in. So when I hear people say we want to make it great again, I don't quite understand what that means, because I serve a great God who makes things great wherever I am. Why? Because God has given us the greatest gift that we could ever have, and that is the gift of choice. So with that being said, I'm going to get on into our word this morning. I'm going to deviate a little bit today because we have been doing choices, but I want to go back and do what I don't normally do, and that is just recap choices a little bit and then give you just a little of what God has done as a result of the choices that we make. You all, I started out working on this subject of choices early on. I can't even quite remember the date, but I started off by telling you, coming from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, 1 through 4, the importance of us making small choices, that every small choice that we make will eventually turn into a huge choice. The decisions that we make today, I told you, will absolutely determine how you live on tomorrow. It's the small choices no one sees that result in the big impact everybody wants. It's the small choices that no one sees that result in the big impact that everybody wants. And I want us all to remember each and every day that we get up, we are making a choice. And the reason I decided this morning to continue to talk to you about choices, you all, is because as I was reflecting over my life, and I do give honor to my husband this morning, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, and he is absolutely a phenomenal. I thank God for what he has done with him in my life and how he searched all over until he found me. And the Bible said, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And so I thank God for that. So as we talk about choices this morning, today, as we are reflecting over what we have already studied on choices, the small choices, and then we talked about starting. You can't get anywhere unless you start. And you got to know that when you start, you are telling a story that you may read someday, but definitely somebody is going to read. And one good thing about being with Mr. Patton is he loves telling stories about history, about his family. He loves talking about what it is that his mom, who was a school teacher, and his father, who was pastor, taught him, and how the lessons that they taught him back then, years ago, oh man, he just talked about it last night, really impact who he is today, and that he wouldn't be who he is were it not for the choices that he made, some good, some bad, but he resorted to the word that says all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. And some of the things that he's done have not been so great, but then the other things that he has, he thought were great. But when God took and put them together, it brought him to me, and it made it super-duper fantastic in life. So I said, okay, choices, choices. We're going to work with this thing called choices. What do you mean, Dr. PK, when you want to talk about choices? Well, God says, I lay before you life and death. You can choose whichever one you want. And the thing is, when you choose life, you are choosing Jesus Christ. When you choose death, you are saying, devil, whatever you say is going to be all right. But you need to know that if it looked good and feel good today, if it's something from the devil, it is not going to be good on tomorrow. He can give you fool's gold on today that shines bright on today. But when you take and rub it just a little bit, that fool's gold is going to turn to a rusty rock that you don't want. So I also encourage you to understand, as I was teaching, that there is not overnight success. We would like to look at me and Pastor Vanessa and ministers and some of us who look like we don't have a care in the world, and that life is just going on hunky-dory, and that we can just pick this phone up and preach and teach anytime, and we always got a story, hallelujah, and I'm always super fantastic. I just got to talk about myself. I'm always super fantastic because I put it out there. I do I choose what God and the Word says. I choose to say that I shall live and not die, even when I feel like I am dying. I choose to say and say what I know God has for me. He says, by the blood of Jesus, I am healed. So when the doctors told me that I only had, beginning way back when, 2 years to live, and David Roberts said, no, that's not so. I'm going to take her and marry her, and we are going to live, and here I am many, many years later still living. When they told me that I only had 6 months to live last year, and we said, no, you all and all of us said, no, that's not going to be so. And here I am here to tell the story that we are still living because I still stand on that word. I shall live and not die. The blood of Jesus has given me the health and healing that I need. We've got to know that we can choose the words to speak over our lives that will make a difference. Well, let me just get to some word this morning, because somebody reminded me that last time I talked, I did not give a word, a whole scripture. I just talked about it and told you to go and read it. But this morning, I'm going to read for you my favorite scripture, Isaiah 43, which also helps me along the way as I talk to you about choices. Good God of mercy, I'm feeling my help coming on. The Holy Ghost is waking me up good fashion right about now, and I don't have but 3 more minutes to talk to you. But this word I'm reading to you today comes from the Message Bible. This is what God says, the God who builds a road right through the ocean. You all better hear me. You hear what the word of God says. Who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies. They lie down and then can't get up. They are snuffed out like so many candles. So forget about what's happened in your life. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. Why? Because I'm about to do something brand new in your life. Somebody need to shout with me right now for the brand new things that God is doing in your life to help you write the story, because you have made the right choices. Hallelujah. I hear my dear sister Willa down there clapping her hands right now about choices. It's bursting out. It's happening right now. Don't you see this new thing coming? Don't you see it? Can't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert and rivers in the Badlands. I want you all to know that God is bursting out in our lives right now because of the choices that we have made in the past. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It doesn't matter that you strayed a little bit. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter that you looked down the wrong road, and some even took a step or two down the wrong road. It doesn't matter that some fell down and felt like they couldn't get up. Hey, glory to God. I come to tell you this morning, I want you to make a choice that today is going to be different for the rest of your life. Why? Because God has no respect for person. And I'm here to tell you that the choices that I have made lets me know that because God has looked upon me and smiled upon me, he's looking upon you and wants to smile upon you as well. He said, no, not want to. The PK, tell them I am smiling upon them, because some are sitting in a very dark place right now. Can't see which way to go. Looking to the left and it looks dark. It looks to the right, it looks dark. Look ahead, can't see a thing, and can't go back because it was a black place back there. But God said, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Throw your eyes up to the hills and know that there is sun shining down on you right now. Make a choice that you're going to move forward, and that the step that you are taking right now is taking you out of the dark place into the light place. Why? Ready, set, start. It's time for you to stop standing still, and it's time for you to go. It's time for you to move out. Make a choice. Make a decision to move out right now. Hallelujah. And I talked to you last time about stopping. Yeah. Stop doing that thing that has been holding you back. Stop the procrastination. Take a risk. Somebody said to me, oh, my goodness, you are over 60 and you are deciding to just jump into another relationship. Well, you all, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God, let me tell you something. I am over 60. Mm-hmm. I'm over 60. I am sassy, sexy, and having a super-duper fantastic time. Why? Because I did take a choice to not stay here in this place by myself. I was on Joy Retreat Drive and just seeking for joy, leaping for joy, wanting joy, and God came and bought me some joy. Why? Because I decided that I was going to stop, revive, and survive. I am not going to, I refuse, do you hear me? I refuse to allow Satan to suck the joy up out of my life by not moving at all. I remember somebody saying to me, listen, Dr. PK, you need to understand that you have Jesus with you and that Jesus brings you all the joy that you need, and that it is absolutely wonderful that you have been married 35 years and you have had more than most will ever have. And I started kind of living in that. And one day I said, no. I don't need to live on my past victories. Hey, come on here, somebody. some of you are living on those past victories. Okay, I hear you saying amen, Dr. V. I'm getting ready to close it out right now. But God wants you to know that he has something for you right now. He has some victories that he wants you to enjoy right now. So I had to look people in the face and tell them that, yes, I thank God for the Jesus that's with me right now, but I want a Jesus with some skin on him. I want a Jesus with some skin that can hold me and rock me in the midnight hour for real. Whisper in my ear, sweetie, you are what God has given me, the gift that I've been praying for and looking for. Yeah, you may be over 60, but you're still sweet to me. Yeah. You all got to understand something about these choices that we make in our lives. Choices to go forward and receive everything that God has for you. You want to squeeze every ounce of life out of the journey of life that you are walking. You don't want to settle for. You don't want to just get over here and say, well, it's been good so far. Some ain't gonna never get to where I am. I ain't caring about what some is gonna do. I want to know what it is that God has for me. What is the purpose that God has for me to write this book in this chapter in my life? What are you writing on the pages of your life for today, right now, in your presence, that's going to bring a wonderful future for you and others who read your story? Oh, I thank God this morning that he reminds me that he's a God who never stopped doing brand new things for us, that our past is our past and we should build on it, and our present is right now where we are and we should live it to the fullest, and our future we don't know, but when others read it, they ought to say, by goodness, they lived a full, happy life for God Almighty. I love you. Remember that God has given us a life, and we need to make choices in this life that will take us forward to the place that he has for us, fulfilling our purpose and our destiny. Back to you, Minister Willard. Take us away, and I'm supposed to come back and give you the benediction.
Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and yes, my heart is dancing. It is rejoicing because the word of God says he will do a new thing. Praise God. And he does not hold even our bad choices against us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Girl, oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning. We're just eternally grateful, Lord, that you love us so much. And that, Lord, even though we make bad choices, you will even take those bad choices and work them together for our good, because that's what it says in Romans 8:28. So, Father, we thank you that you make a desert in the wasteland. Father, we thank you so much that you make a road in the wilderness and rivers. And, oh, God, we just thank you. Father, we thank you for this word that your dear daughter, Dr. Patton, has brought to us this morning. And, Father, we pray that you guide us as we make our choices. For you are that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, now bless Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and her new husband indeed. Thank you, Lord, as she said, it's never too late, even though she's in her 60s, Lord. It's a mindset, Lord, because she knew that she still had a lot to give, and you had a lot to give to her, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that she held on to your word, and now she's living an even more super fantastic life. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every family member. Lord, we lift up those who are being challenged physically, Lord, who challenged financially, Lord, those who are still bereaved and because of the loss of a loved one or the homegoing of a lost one. Lord, oh, God, you know exactly what they need. And so we ask that you touch them in a big way. Now, Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you that we have freedom in you. No matter what the world looks like, Lord, there is freedom. Because you said, for he who said, those whom you have set free are free indeed. So we thank you, Lord, for the freedom in our minds, freedom in our health, freedom in our finances, Lord, freedom from bills, oh God. Thank you, because we speak over it right now. Now, Lord, we ask that you be with us as we go out throughout this day. You keep each and every one of us safe. Have your angels encamped around about us and protect us. We give you praise that we've done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I will now, you know you have to go back and hear that message, everyone. So to hear the playback, go to 712-435-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-435-1085. The PIN code is 957677 pound. And immediately following this call, as you know, it's a new morning motivational call, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294617 pound. Again, you know, I love you, my TMC family. As I always say, from my heart to love to yours, I just love me some you. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, are you there to give us our closing benediction?
I am here, and we love us some you. I say to you again, happy Freedom Day, Independence Day in Jesus Christ. Know that God has blessed us with the opportunity to make wonderful choices today so that the brand newness of God will exist in our lives for today and tomorrow, and you can just embrace and love up on life. I love you all. Thank God for you. Go out and live and have a super fantastic life. Father God, in Jesus' name, now may your grace rest, rule, and abide in our lives as we continue to live freely with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Bye-bye.